I'm speaking today with Diane Troutman, who is running for the Democratic nomination for tax assessor in 2008. Diane, first question I have for you is, why are you running for tax assessor? You had previously run for state representative in House District 127, and it looked originally like that's what you were going to run for again. So what made you change your mind?
Well, and it was. It was something that was very near and dear to my heart to pursue getting an education advocate into the legislature. That was very much at the top of my priority list. However, I was recruited by a group from Harris County and other organizations to take a look at this position. And at first I said no. And secondly, I said no. And then the more I investigated what Mr. Betancourt had been up to lately, I began to see that I could still make a difference for education in our schools. And the way that would be is through speaking up and out for education. What I found out was Mr. Betancourt had spoken out against the last three school bond elections, major school bond elections, in Houston, Cypher, and Spring Branch ISDs. Not only did he speak out, he told people how to vote, not to vote for these elections. I find that highly unethical and certainly not a part of his job description. He went beyond that and went on his personal website and told people why they should not be voting for these school bond elections. And even from a Spring Branch school board member, I found out later, he had made robocalls identifying himself in his office and telling people not to vote for these school bond elections. Many of these were senior citizens. You know, he was inferring that their taxes would go up when they voted for this, when that would not be true at all, because as we know, senior citizens, taxes are frozen once they're over 65. So again, I find this crossing the line of ethical behavior and inappropriate office holder behavior.
Let's talk about ethics for a second. You teach ethics.
I do. That's part of the leadership courses that I teach to teachers who want to become principals. That's a cornerstone of the Stephen F. Austin master's program in education. It's very similar to an MBA for business graduates. This is a leadership MBA for education majors. And that's paramount in our program, that they learn something called ethical leadership theory. And part of that is being accountable, accessible, and authentic, the three A's. I teach that every week to my students. And my students would expect no less of me in this office. So when I see people not doing that, I'm sorry, I have to step up. And to answer your first question, I think that's probably more than any other reason that I did. I have a real problem with people not doing what they've been elected to do.
So let's talk about what are the qualifications you have for this office. Everyone thinks of you primarily as an educator. That's how you ran for state legislature. This is more, I mean, this job is half accountant, I guess, and half, voter registrar. You know, what are your qualifications for that?
And that's true. The last 23 years I have spent in education as a teacher, a principal, and a professor. But before that, I had another life in banking. For about 10 years, I worked at mortgage companies and residential lending, and also at the old Texas Commerce Bank and First City National Bank in trust asset management, and also the most recent job at First City National Bank was in energy lending. And we all know the story of what happened to First City National Bank in the 80s. It was starting to, as many were, go under. So I started to look around at other ventures and found that Houston ISD was starting the year 3,000 teachers short 1 year. So I decided to leave banking and go into education, and you know what, I never looked back. But as far as my credentials in the banking and financial sector, I dealt with lines of credit $50 million and above in energy lending. So I definitely have the financial background, but also also what I do right now, it is an education master's, but it's education administration. So I teach people how to run organizations efficiently, ethically, and to get the job done. So I believe even what I'm doing now is part of my credentials to run the tax office as well, because that's what you need there is a good administrator, and I teach administration courses.
So what's your vision for how you would be the tax assessor? What would be your priorities? What would you like to do in that office?
I think, you know, first and foremost, it's going to be ethical behavior. I think we've all heard quite enough stories about unethical behavior in Harris County offices lately. So the first thing I would do is model appropriate and ethical office holder behavior. By that I mean ethical behavior as far as being open and transparent in everything I do. Not have two sets of calendars, one for the public and one that's private. You have to be a transparent office holder, and that's what I would do. I would also call for a code of ethics for elected Harris County elected officials. You know, we live and die by that as educators. We have the code of ethics for Texas educators. Lawyers do, doctors do. Yet there are no set of rules for Harris County elected officials. So I would definitely call for a code of ethics to be enacted for Harris County office.
Enacted by?
Well, I think it's going to have to come from everybody, probably the Texas legislature.
Okay.
Is where we'll start. That's where it started for us in education.
Would you do something as like, would you put out a set of this is what I believe it should be and what I'll stand by regardless of what the legislature does and what I recommend?
Sure, and that's what I'm saying. I will model it. Okay. I will model what I'm going to do. I can't speak for anybody else, but this is what I'm going to do.
I mean, County Judge Ed Emmett talked about wanting to require campaign finance reports online for Harris County officials, which is not currently required.
Right, absolutely. And quite frankly, I have to tell you, Charles, it's a whole lot easier to file online. Right now, we have to, for these positions, take them to the Harris County Courthouse, file them, notarize them, all that. It was much simpler when I ran for state rep to file online. And again, much more transparent for people to go online and see who's contributing to you and where you're spending your money.
Okay. One of the more contentious issues that has intersected with this particular office has been that of voter ID. Mr. Betancourt is a strong proponent for legislation that would require voters to show, you know, a photo ID in addition to their voter registration card in order to cast a vote. What's your opinion on this?
Well, I'm very glad that that legislation did not pass, even though Mr. Betancourt took off from work and lobbied Austin to get it passed. I have a real problem with him doing that. I don't think that's the job of the tax assessor in Harris County. But no, it's unfriendly. My goodness, we are certainly not the top of the list for percentage of registered voters. I think we have between 60% and 70% of our population that could be registered. Registered at this time, where you look at Travis County, they've got 93% registered. So we're doing something wrong. We're not being a user-friendly voter registration operation. We're being too nitpicking. Something's going on there. I don't think I will uncover exactly what that is until I get into that office, but I can tell you right now, I want to run a more user-friendly voter registration process that will incorporate all the citizens of Harris County and not pick on any one group.
What process would you like to see done to increase the percentage of registered voters in Harris County?
I think I would market it more. My goodness, why don't we do some kind of infomercials or public service announcements, talking to young kids, high school graduates. Go register to vote. It's your duty. You know, let's make it a patriotic thing. Let's make it the thing to do. Let's put the word out. I don't ever hear anything about voter registration and the importance of it. I believe that's the job of that office. He is the voter registrar. that person should be doing that, should be promoting that. How can we have an effective government if all of our citizens are not voting?
One of the things that you do hear about from his office is yearly cleansing of the voter rolls to get people who are moved, died, whatnot. Statistics show that they do a fairly good job of ensuring that ineligible people aren't voting. Do you think, however, that perhaps they're doing a little too good and keeping some people who could be from being registered?
Well, there's certainly talk about that, and I want to get more facts. I want to do a whole lot more fact gathering about that. I know there is a committee with Harris County Democratic Party called the Anti-Voter Suppression Committee that is investigating this purging voter suspense file, where allegedly people are being sent letters after they move to the old address without a forwarding routing mail, so they never get them. And if they don't return them, then they stay in this suspense file. Now, again, I don't have all the facts on that. I would like to get a lot more information. But I know that an open records request has been done for that voter suppression file, suspense file. And at this time, we don't have any more information on that. But I believe several people are looking at that, including a reporter from the Chronicle.
Okay. One other issue that Mr. Betancourt has been very outspoken about is property tax appraisal caps, where currently right now your property tax can't go up by, the appraisal of your property can't go up by more than 10% in a year. Mr. Betancourt has advocated for that cap to be lowered. What's your position on this?
Well, I don't really think that's going to help us out. It's the taxes that are going up. The appraisal district is separate from the tax office. That's not something that is part of the tax office. But if you start affixing a cap or a limit, you are withholding any kind of growth for this county. You are withholding tax dollars from hospitals, from schools, and most importantly, tax caps benefit the wealthy, small percentage, and commercial properties. It really doesn't benefit the small residential owner as much. So it sounds like a great deal, but just like the tax reduction we were supposed to receive this last year was supposed to be big, wound up being $40 instead of the $2,000 that Perry promised. Appraisal caps are false hope. It really is not going to help the average homeowner as much as it will commercial or wealthy property owners.
Would you support legislation to require a sales price disclosure on commercial properties? That's something that's tried but failed to make it through the legislature lately.
Absolutely. That's another stumbling block. I mean, until we have that, again, thousands, untold thousands of tax dollars go by the wayside that could be going to help our county.
You have an opponent in the Democratic primary. Why should people choose you in the primary instead of Mr. Webb, who ran against Mr. Betancourt in 2004?
Well, I don't know a whole lot about Mr. Webb. I know this will be his third time to run unsuccessfully against Mr. Betancourt. I would say, probably more than anything else, a fresh face. I'm somebody new in the county scene. Again, it's a chance to bring in change and new blood. I believe that my background will be instrumental in aiding me in running a very efficient and transparent tax office. I'll be able to, as a result of my experiences in administration and education, bring a different outlook to the tax office and the way it's run and improve the processes that are there now. Most importantly, I would make it more user-friendly for all the citizens of Harris County.
Last question. The people who supported you for your race in House District 127 in 2006, how do they feel about you running for this office instead?
Well, they were a little disappointed at first, but the more they began to see the connection between education and the schools and improving our schools and funding our schools, they're coming on board, and As a matter of fact, I have several that are already ready to put out yard signs and go block walking. This time our block walking, however, will take on a much larger proportion all over Harris County, but we're ready to go, and they are too.
Diane Troutman, thank you very much for talking to me today.
Thank you, Charles.